In this lesson, we're going to take a short intro sample and flip it into a crunchy sampler texture that feels perfect for jungle, old-school drum and bass, and that rolling 90s-inspired vibe. We're not just loading a sample and pressing play. The goal is to chop it, bend it, dirty it up a bit, and turn it into a real opening scene for your track. Something dusty, eerie, and rhythmically alive, with enough movement to build tension before the drop. You can start with all kinds of source material here: a film quote, a vocal phrase, a chord stab, an atmospheric pad, a soul loop, a reggae fragment, or even a little dusty synth hit. What matters most is character. You want something with a mood, a bit of texture, and enough space around it to let processing breathe. For best results, pick a sample that already feels interesting on its own. A slightly noisy recording often works better than a super clean one. Jungle and old school D&B love imperfect material, because that imperfect edge gives the sound personality. If it feels like it could have been pulled from vinyl, you're probably in the right zone. Once you've got your source, drag it into Ableton and listen carefully. Find the most useful part of the phrase. Maybe that's one strong chord, a few words from a vocal, or a short loop with a nice tail. Keep it short enough to behave. In this style, a few seconds of strong material is often better than a long sample that fights the arrangement. Now decide whether you want to use simpler or sampler. For this lesson, simpler is the faster route and usually the easiest way to get moving. If you want clean, immediate chopping, start with simpler. If you want more detailed mapping and tuning, sampler gives you more control. But for an intermediate jungle style flip, simpler is the sweet spot. If you want the sample to feel like a looped bed or a pitched intro texture, use classic mode. If you want chopped, rhythmic slices you can play like an instrument, use slice mode. Classic is great for gritty playback and looped atmosphere. Slice is great for vocal stutters, chopped stabs, and those call and response intro phrases that feel so good in drum and bass. Let's start with classic mode. Drop the sample into a MIDI track so Ableton creates simpler automatically. Set it to classic. If the timing already feels right, you can leave warp off for a more natural, unforced feel. If the sample needs to sit tighter, use warp carefully. Then adjust the transpose. If the sample has a clear pitch center and you want it to sit better with the track, use the start and end markers to isolate the best section. If there's a part of the sample that already feels like the hook, focus on that. You can also keep voices low if you want the sample to feel more controlled and monophonic. A touch of glide can be nice too, especially if you're pitching notes around in the MIDI clip. If you want more of a chop jungle vibe, switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient if the material has clear hits, slice by beat if it's more loop-based, or use manual if you want full control. Then play the slices from MIDI like a performance. This is where the intro starts feeling alive. You can create stutters, rearrange phrases, and turn one source into a whole rhythmic conversation. Now let's build the processing chain. A really solid stock chain for this kind of intro is simpler, then EQ8, saturator, redux, drum bus, auto filter, echo and reverb. You don't have to use every single device every time, but that order gives you a strong starting point. First, EQ8. Before you make things dirty, clean up the parts you don't need. If the intro doesn't need low end, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. If there's muddy buildup in the low mids, trim some of that around 200 to 500 Hz. And if the sample gets harsh, gently soften the 2 to 5 kHz range. This matters a lot in drum and bass, because you want to leave room for the sub and kick later. Next, saturator. This is where the sample starts getting attitude. Push the drive a little, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB to start, and turn on soft clip. If you want a rougher edge, try analog clip mode and push it harder. Just remember to compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. The point is to add harmonic crunch, not just make it louder. After that, use redux for a bit of digital grime. Bit reduction and reduced sample rate can give you that broken sampler feel that sits really well in old-school textures. You don't want to crush it to the point where it falls apart completely unless that's the vibe you're after. Usually, a little dust is better than total destruction. Think texture, not total collapse. Drum bus is another great option, even on a non-drum sample. It can add density, punch, and a sense of backbone. A little drive goes a long way. Crunch can help too, but use it carefully. If the sample has nice transients, you can push the transients a bit. Boom is usually best left off for an intro texture unless you specifically want a resonant thump. Now we bring in motion with auto filter. This is one of the biggest tools for making the intro feel like it's building towards something. Use a low pass filter, set a moderate amount of resonance, and to automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. A classic move is to start dark and filtered, then slowly open the sound up as the arrangement develops. That opening motion creates tension before the drop, which is exactly what you want. Echo adds space and dubby atmosphere. Use shorter or dotted delay times, keep the feedback moderate, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low mids. A little modulation can make the repeats feel alive. This is especially useful on chopped vocal bits or stabs, because it creates those little ghost trails that make the intro feel more cinematic and more classic. Then reverb. Keep it controlled, but let it bloom enough to push the sample back in space. A decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds is a solid starting point. Use pre-delay to keep the attack clear, and low cut and high cut to keep the reverb from getting muddy or fizzy. For classic jungle atmosphere, a darker reverb usually works best. You want mood, not mush. Once the sound is in place, start thinking rhythmically. A good intro texture should move. It shouldn't just sit there in one loop forever. Chop the sample into 1/8 or 1/16 patterns. Leave gaps. Add reverse hits. Offset a few notes slightly off the grid if you want it to feel more human. Small timing changes can make a repeated phrase feel way less static. A simple 4-bar idea could go like this. In bar 1, play a filtered phrase with lots of space. In bar 2, add a delayed chop on a later beat. In bar 3, duplicate a slice and reverse it for a bit of tension. In bar 4, thin the texture out and prepare the drop. That kind of shape works really well in old-school DNB because it teases the groove instead of revealing everything at once. One of the biggest tricks here is resampling. Once your chain sounds good, set up a new audio track to resample the output and record it in real time. This is such a strong move in jungle production because it commits the sound, captures the exact character of the processing, and gives you a more printed, sampled from a sample feel. After that, you can drag the recording back into Simpler and chop it again, reverse pieces, or layer it with other elements. That extra round of sampling is where a lot of the magic happens. It gives you that layered, slightly damaged quality that sounds authentic in this style. Don't be afraid to capture accidents. If something sounds great in the moment, record it and keep going. A lot of the best jungle texture comes from those happy accidents. You can also layer the intro with a break or a bit of ambience. A high-passed break loop underneath the sample can instantly make it feel more like drum and bass. Add a little vinyl crackle, room tone, or distant atmosphere if it helps the world feel more complete. Just keep the low end clean so the texture doesn't fight the drop. When you arrange it, think like you're building a scene. Start with the filtered texture. Bring in a little more detail after a couple of bars. Add chopped variation. Then, near the end, reduce 1 or 2 layers to make space and let the transition breathe. A strong DNB intro often feels like it's unfolding in stages rather than just looping. A really useful arrangement trick is to create a fake peak right before the drop. Make the sample feel like it's reaching its biggest moment, then suddenly pull it back. That contrast makes the actual drop hit much harder. In this style, contrast is huge. Dry to wet, wide to narrow, dense to sparse, full range to band limited. Those shifts are what give the intro its drama. If the groove feels stiff, nudge things around. Try using the groove pool. Vary note lengths, change velocities, or add a little track delay. Jungle and old-school DNB can handle a bit of looseness. In fact, a little bit of human movement can make the whole thing feel more alive. Watch out for a few common mistakes. One is overprocessing. It's easy to stack too much saturation, too much reverb, too much delay, and end up with something blurry. Another is leaving too much low end in the sample, which can steal space from the drop. Another is making the intro loop without any variation, which makes it feel flat. The fix is usually the same. Simplify the layers, automate movement, and commit to a clear role for each part. If you want to push things darker and heavier, try distortion before the filter so the harmonics get shaped by the cutoff. Or duplicate the track and make one version cleaner and one version more crushed. Then blend them. You can also push the mids a little if the texture feels too thin. A lot of great DNB atmosphere lives in that mid-range body, not just the top end. Here's a good mini exercise. Build a 4-bar jungle intro using one sample. Load it into Simpler, add EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, echo, and reverb. Automate the filter to open over the 4 bars. Add a small rise in reverb early, then pull it back near the drop. Chop or duplicate at least 2 moments. Then resample the result, rechop one of the resampled phrases, and reverse one slice. If you want, add a high-passed break loop underneath. That one exercise will teach you a lot about texture, rhythm, and arrangement. So the big takeaway is this: you're not just making a sample sound crunchy. You're turning it into an intro that tells a story. Pick a sample with vibe. Shape it with simpler or sampler. Dirty it up with saturation, redux, and drum bus. Add motion with filtering, delay, and reverb. Then resample and arrange it so it leads naturally into the break and bass drop. That's the jungle mindset. Texture is not just atmosphere. It's tension. It's groove. It's the setup before the impact. And if you want to keep going after this, you can build the same idea around a vocal, a pad, or a movie quote and make it even more personal to your sound.